Here's Kate in West Belfast. Morning to you, Kate.
Morning.
The Irish News editorial actually today on page 20, it's really interesting. Let me just read from some of it. It says, what should be blindingly obvious is that openness, transparency and a willingness to engage in key issues is the best response to the mistakes of the past. What do you think, Kate?
I think if Father Darcy doesn't like the church, he can get out, because I don't really like what he has to say. I follow the church teaching.
No room for freedom of expression.
It's not a democracy.
It's not a democracy.
No.
No room for evolution.
Well,
no room for people to say what they believe and shake the tree and challenge.
Oh, I don't think the church is about that. I think
follow like sheep.
Well, if you don't like it and you really object, then, you know, get out of it.
Stay there, Kate. Niall, what would you say to Kate this morning?
Graham Darcy, I've known the man for 25 years. He's a proper priest. Father Brian, you know, he's not some kind of maverick priest. He teaches the teachings of the church. Well, what he does put out there is that there is some flaws within the current church, and he highlights the flaws.
Well, there's no organisation without flaws, because human beings are flawed. And if he's just going to highlight the flaws and not the teaching, then what purpose is he? And to do it in a newspaper like the Sunday World, well...
Tell you what, if the flaws weren't highlighted by people throughout the years, all of the sexual abuse allegations and terrible sexual abuse that's actually happened, yes, it wouldn't have come out.
They did deal with that. That sexual abuse against children cannot be tolerated.
Yeah, but it wouldn't have come out.
They're not.
If there wasn't freedom of expression, it would not have come out.
But that's not.
In fact,
teaching.
It would have continued.
It's not church teaching to abuse children. That goes contrary to church teaching. So, I mean, then...
Neither in the Bible is it church teaching that somebody cannot get married or somebody has to be celibate.
Well, you know, there's interpretations of the Bible, and we could argue round in circles all morning about interpretations of the Bible. So I don't really think that's going to get us anywhere. I think that he signed up to a certain church with certain practices, and if he's just going to be a critic of that church on the inside and not serving any other purpose, then really, you know, well, I don't see it has any purpose.
Absolute nonsense. I mean, in reality,
lots of place to...
every march in the Grand Enniskillen where Father Brian ministers, there's a novena on, and every single day you'd have at least 2,500 people come to that novena.
I go to a novena honoured every June
with thousands and
thousands of other people. And
exactly.
They teach church teaching. They don't teach.
And so
they don't write in the Sunday World for their teaching. So
church teaching is taught in the novena. And
it's
a novena of hope. And Brian Darcy has brought more hope to Catholics in the Fermanagh area, in hospitals.
Why? Because he writes in the Sunday World?
Absolute rubbish. The Sunday World is a part of what he does. It is a minuscule part of what he does. You go into the hospital every night of the week,
there's advertisement in that sexually exploit women, for example. Maybe he could pick another avenue for it. I simply don't like what he has to say.
I mean, he's got his radio show, he's on the radio and he writes books. But if you want to see the real Father Brian and listen to what he teaches, go down to the Quran, there's Mass on 4 or 5 nights.
I need to see the real Father Brian. I'm pretty sure he's a perfectly good priest.
Hold on, Kate, let me hear him. So he's your priest now, is he?
Yes, he's a priest in the Grand and a Skillen, and I'll go to the Grand, not every Sunday, I go to my local chapel and I live in Fermanagh as well. But I've known Father Brian for years. He ministered to our family when my father was ill, and he was at all our weddings and everything, so he's been a family friend.